Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no play, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is episode 365 on February the 17th. And we took a mini hiatus out to San Diego to see the kids for Christmas with every intention of doing a podcast from San Diego, as we have done in years past. But oops.
Oops is a good way to describe it.
Well, truthfully, I was looking at the clock and my head hadn't made the 2-hour transfer difference, even though I should know that. And so I just went on and said, folks,
we blew it.
We did. And then we had every intention of coming home. And
we know what some roads are paved with.
Yes, full of good intentions here. We came home from San Diego, came straight down to the coffee house.
Started baking.
We did. We baked for the next day. And then we had 3 evenings we were open, and podcast just didn't happen. So we're here to make up for that with hopefully a very interesting show, and later an announcement of our winner for our friends' Central Perk Room here at Creekside Community Brew.
Like we said, we would announce a winner. We picked a name from a hat, as it were.
Mm-hmm. It was a paper bag, but that
it was a
close
paper
enough.
Bag. But yeah, I put all the names in the paper bag, and you appropriately pulled them out.
I did. So stay tuned for that announcement, folks.
Yeah.
We want to tell you a little bit about our trip to San Diego, because that's what we do.
Did we have fun?
We did. It was so nice to get away, and the flight was easy, relatively easy, and easy going and coming back because we had a straight flight.
And only one complaint about Southwest Airlines, and that was the lack of Wi-Fi on both of those flights.
That part was terrible because I had envisioned all kinds of work I was going to get done, and I didn't do it.
Just imagine, as I suck on a Hall's cough drop because my throat's dry, just imagine 10 years ago, not having Wi-Fi on your plane.
Right, but you didn't plan for it. That's, I think, the difference. You took a book, and I should have taken one of the Foxfire books, because that's what we're reading in our Owl Creek Gazette book club, and I would have had 4 hours worth of good time to read and 4 hours and back. And instead, we said to somebody, we had to talk to each other.
Well, on the way back now, we did have access to the flight tracker, so we could tell where we were in the process.
Yeah.
And yay.
We are where we think we are. And you go, look, we're over whatever city.
Albuquerque.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we should have made left-hand turn at Albuquerque.
We should have. And that was kind of fun. And it's interesting, too, we've noticed when you and I sit together, there's always that third seat. Mm-hmm. And it's always interesting to see who sits there. And usually it's a young kid traveling by themselves, because everybody else, if they're with a partner, they ideally want to sit together.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had one time we went, and I say young kid, I mean, she was probably 25. She was a talker, and she talked to us the whole way home.
Yeah.
And that was really fun. But most of the times, they are so plugged in, they got earbuds in, mm-hmm. and they got their phone or their laptop or their Kindle or something in front of them, and they're polite, but then we lose them for about 4 hours. They look up when something, you know, they get something to drink, and they're right back into their own world.
Yeah. Well, and the our trip back from San Diego, there was a gentleman who had what he did tell us about his knee. He had a knee problem, mm-hmm. and he couldn't straighten it out. So,
but he was in a brace that kind of limited his mobility,
right. And he actually needed to be in the opposite seat across the aisle from us. Would have been much better off. He'd have been able to just stick his foot out by the bulkhead a little bit.
I tried to make that happen for everybody, but I couldn't do it.
And on top of everything else, he was 6'4".
Oh, yeah. So he had issues. He should have been in the front seat with leg space, regardless of a knee issue.
Yeah. And The one seat he couldn't sit in is the aisle seat at the wing, which has got a little bit more room because it's an exit aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you've got a problem and you know need to get the door out, you with a bad knee in that spot is not pretty smart to do. So,
do they really try to make sure people that have any kind of an incapacitated situation don't do that?
You've got to be able and willing to, or willing and able, depending on your order. Chicken, egg, chicken. Mm-hmm. You've got to be able to get that door open and throw it out. And
well, we worried about him.
Yeah.
We kept looking at him as I was rubbing my knee, you know, but he seemed to manage. And anyway, it was a nice trip there. And like I said, a nice trip out. And we got to spend some really quiet downtime with the kids.
Yeah. I want to say one thing.
Oh, okay.
On our way back, we had a coughing hacker
behind us. Oh, I know it.
I took my air vent over my head and I shoved it as far back as I could and opened it full.
To keep the air blowing back on the person instead of the coughs blowing up on us?
Yeah.
I would think everyone at this point in time would have
been appreciative of that.
Yeah, well, and with all the concerns with the viruses out there,
mm-hmm.
just everything from the most dangerous one there, they're talking about the
coronavirus,
to just the fact that people have been sick and in general, it's been kind of a tough year for, I won't say the flu. The flu seems to be thriving. It's been a tough year for people catching the flu.
A great year for flu. Yeah.
That's right.
Lions won, Christians nothing. what did we see just the other day was 1,600 were dead.
I don't know. I think you saw that. I did know that a friend of ours posted on Facebook that when she went to her doctor the other day, they asked her if she'd been out of the country, had anyone in her family been out of the country, questions that she was never asked by her doctor before, which you know directly relates to the coronavirus.
Think beer.
Yeah. I know somebody posted something like
coronavirus
that.
And two limes.
No, thank you. But I'll stick with the limes at this point and go straight to the beer if I have to, but no virus in the mix.
Yeah.
But
And then there was the AOC meme that she was so sad that she had served so many coronaviruses. Coronas, you know.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah.
So I did want to talk about the fact that when we got out to California, it was raining.
It rained
for two-ish days. It was a little chilly, but the day before we went, the sun came out for just enough time that I said, I've got to go to the beach. I've got to go to a restaurant and sit down and look at the beach, or I won't know I'm in California. And sure enough, the sun accommodated, and we had a wonderful, relaxing lunch.
We went down to Ocean Beach and sat there and watched several people that were dyed-in-the-wool surfers out surfing through the pier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the water's 40 degrees, 50 degrees, and they've got to be, they're in wetsuits, so that's their only protection. But for crying out loud, that's...
But when you say die hard, it's the same way I've seen golfers golf in the pouring down rain, and they're soaked, and they just keep going.
Yeah.
So if you love the sport, whatever it is, football, the same way. But then the day we were leaving, the temperature started to creep back up, and the sun was shining. And so I told several people here at the coffee house, I was holding on to Zach's stairway going, I don't, like a little kid, no, I don't want to go home. I don't want to go home.
You got fingernail marks down the stairwell.
Yeah. Let me stay. But as always, when you get back and you get back into the cycle of things, it was great to see all the customers and everyone ask us, you know, what kind of time we had a good time. And it was really nice. It's always good to be welcomed home like that and to see everybody again. So it's good to go and it's good to come home.
You realize we've talked about coming back more than we've talked about getting out there? But it's okay. We had a good time going both directions.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Maybe it was much more uneventful. Fewer coughs on the way out.
Well, San Diego seems to be the U.S. Prime center for coronavirus because that's where they were bringing people back into the United States. I guess at the Air Force Base Miramar. In that area. And then there was one who was tested positive and actually got out of quarantine because the test was not flawed but mismarked.
He tested positive or negative? I guess it depends on...
He tested positive for corona and got out. And then they discovered that the test was flawed or that the test was mismarked, and they went and got him and brought him back.
So when you take that test, the goal is, I thought when you said he was tested positive, he had the virus.
He did have the virus.
So,
yeah.
But he was told he didn't,
mm-hmm.
and that's why he went out thinking he was fine.
Yeah.
Well, we heard that on the news, and you and I went, uh-oh. And we also heard something crazy on the news that morning, too. I can't remember exactly what it is, where you the thing going around where you put the broom up.
Oh, yeah.
And it stands.
It stands on its own on one day of the year.
Right. And so people were talking about that.
2 days out of the year.
So anyway, and I saw a lot of that on Facebook, and people were trying it. But this one newscaster came on. She was a weather forecaster. And so she was talking about doing that. And there, the whole crew was very young, considering we're 60-ish.
Yeah.
Bless. I'm 65. You're 62.
They were 20-somethings.
Right. And they looked like they were brand new on the job. And they were chit-chatting among themselves after she gave the weather. And she was talking about doing this and how mysterious it is. And she said, you know, but I can't do it myself because I don't own a broom. I don't sweep. And I never, that statement, I don't even understand the statement. I mean, obviously, I put the words together. I know what she was saying, but who doesn't own a broom and who doesn't sweep? And my head just about exploded. So there was someone running around free with the virus that they were trying to protect everybody from and someone else not sweeping. And so maybe it was time to come home. I don't know, Don.
It was, however, Southern California.
Well, I think this issue, I think probably there are other people that age that don't know how to sweep or that don't own a broom. And then someone said to me, well, maybe they own one of those little
Roombas.
The Roombas that run around. You know, I was like, yeah, but there's still corners. I don't know. You got to own a broom. Didn't you have to used to throw a broom into someone's home and that was the welcoming?
Oh, that's how you excise spirits from your home in some cultures. You mm-hmm. throw a broom in first. Mm-hmm. And
so now do the younger kids just throw in the Roombas? I don't know. Sweep up the spirits and get back to me. I don't know. Owl Creek Gazette's all over the place. And saw a lot of interesting things, as we always do. And I said to somebody, I don't know if they're interesting to everybody else. We seem to find enjoyment in the simplest things.
Well, my right ear's about shot. And we're driving home from... We're down Carlisle Lake, and we're driving past a wet area, and you said, Billikens. Billikens. So I'm going to chew on that for a while just to make sure that that's what I heard. I finally came up and said, did you just say Billikens? And you said, no, Pelicans.
Pelicans. I saw pelicans at Carlisle Lake, and even down on the Kaskaskia River, and there were gulls everywhere. I mean, massive amounts of gulls.
And I was just thinking, what's St. Louis University doing out here?
That's right. Pelicans, dear pelicans, with pouches. And then we saw the gulls, and then you and I looked at each other and said, I don't understand seagulls in Illinois. And then you said, well, if they're on the river, are they river gulls? And if they're on the lake, are they lake gulls? I don't understand them. So I Googled.
Estuary gulls.
Yes, I Googled, and there are some gulls that are very common to Illinois, and I don't remember the names as I Googled.
Well, one of them was the ringed beak.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's probably
a ring billed.
Ring billed, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's probably what these were. But, yeah. Thousands of them.
Yeah.
Thousands.
And fields that they had crept over into. Like, so there's so much water out that there were many fields that had water in them that had flown out of the lake or the river or just, you know.
Mm-hmm. And they're out looking for bugs and anything they can eat.
But the fields would be white.
Yeah.
Instead of brown because there were so many birds. And then you saw a bunch of geese flying.
Mm-hmm.
So they were just, it was, you know. Wildlife everywhere.
Well, the geese have been flying over Greenville like crazy. And even the little next-door neighbor boy looked up and saw them yesterday and was amazed at what he was seeing because there must have been 10,000 flying overhead.
They darken the sky.
They do.
Just like the gulls whitened the earth.
And these were evidently white-winged ducks or geese of some nature.
Hmm.
Maybe they were snow geese. Because as they were flapping, they were high enough in altitude that they were catching reflections of the sunset.
Oh, and neat.
Yeah, it was wild. They were you could see that they had white underbelly wings. And so, but anyhow.
Well, speaking of all these birds, we have a friend, Charlie Marbot, who has been a bird specialist, ornithologist.
Yeah, he was a state ornithologist, I guess.
He didn't have his own retail store, is what you're trying to say.
He doesn't ornith anymore.
No, he's retired and traveling. And I have tried for years to get him on the podcast because he has so much knowledge. And when he and his wife travel, they take beautiful pictures. They go bird hunting and walking and hiking. And he's got gorgeous pictures of amazing birds from all over the world.
So if you know Charlie Marbot, call him and tell him, get on Don and Jan's podcast.
Well, he's never said no, but he's never said yes. He just smiles at me and lets me wonder.
So that may be his way.
If he's listening to this podcast, he's probably thinking, they know so little about birds, and yet they spend 5 to 10 minutes talking about them. Come
because
on, Charlie.
We like them.
We do. We love
birds
them.
Birds do their job for us.
They entertain us.
They entertain us, and they move seeds.
They do. That's for sure. So anyway, we were happy to see them. But then we were saddened by the fact that we have seen a number of stores that carried our publication for years close their doors and just not be able to stay in business any longer.
Yeah, Shop and Save in Salem.
We used to always laugh, and we say this, you know, half-kiddingly, the reason they should have advertised with us, and then they would have still been in business. But we know small-town America is suffering. Main Street is suffering, and I mean that in the, you know, the grander scheme of Main Street, mm-hmm. is suffering, and for lots of reasons. Then you will see, of course, there are businesses that are thriving, and that's wonderful. But I wish for every business that was going by the wayside, there would be another one to come and successfully replace it.
And I can't help but think that, you know, the increase in minimum wage didn't have something to do with pushing that store over the edge.
You're right, Don. I hadn't thought of that at the moment because, you know, if they look at their expenditures and what everything is going to cost them, and if they were on the brink of having trouble or on the brink of retiring or, you know, whatever their their status was in their business, that might have been the deciding factor.
And, you know, the margins that, a grocery store is living with are slim, very slim. And when it's operated by a mom and pop, it's, you know, slimmer still. You know, they're trying to people don't realize what has happened with this minimum wage being increased. It will slowly increase to over $15 an hour. And they don't realize that you can't raise the price of eggs to accommodate it.
Right. Or if you have to, then customers shop someplace else.
Yeah.
Not even some of them not even realizing that paying a little bit more for eggs or whatever it is to keep a mom and pop shop in business will guarantee that down the street you've got a place you can run to and hop in, get what you need, and hop back out without a long hassle.
Yeah,
so,
you know, and you don't mind paying a little bit more for hormone-free, cage-free eggs. But by the same token, there is a limit.
Right. So everyone that owns a business has to sit down and think, what can we afford to do and what can our customers afford to do? And so it's kind of a daunting task, and that may be some of the reasons that you just pointed out that this particular business had to close their doors or chose to.
Right. And the other thing that I'm interested in, too, is to get some feedback from what happened out here at the VFW on the 15th. There was a presentation by a couple of factions here in Illinois that are wanting to separate from Chicago. And that's actually called the Separation of Illinois from Chicago. That was Saturday the 15th. That was, the New Illinois chapter. It's called New Illinois. That's one of the organizations, and Illinois Separation is the other one. And I'd like to hear from them. Maybe we can get them on the podcast.
Well, Paul Durr, who was one of the speakers, is a libertarian friend of ours, and he was speaking at this event. So I'm sure we can get information on the event. Besides, he's written an article for us that will be appearing in the March-April issue of the Owl Creek Gazette on this subject matter. And so when he sat down and visited with us, this was before he went to speak, he was really interesting when he was telling us about his reasoning, his rationale, economic, social, financial, which is, of course, economic. But, I mean, he looked at the reasons the separation benefits, what, everything south of Chicago for all kinds of reasons.
Well, we need to get that on the air and mm-hmm. let people know what's going on.
I'm sure Paul would come in and speak on the yeah. podcast. So anyway, it was good that he stopped in, and I noticed that he put on Facebook that he was at Creekside Community Brew and he enjoyed your biscuits and gravy. Always a thumbs up for that. And then it was also
we do make the good gravies.
We do. And and I will give a hat tip to you. You're the one that makes the biscuits and gravy. I do a lot of things in and around while you're doing that, but that's pretty much your baby.
Well, okay, thank you. I'll take it.
You're welcome.
And yes, I do enjoy making it. I made stew last night. I haven't made stew in years.
Just for you and I.
Just for
it's
you
been
and
a
me.
While since yeah. you've cooked just for the two of us.
I should run home and get that.
You can.
I could.
Mm-hmm. Because we're going to be down here later tonight.
We're going to be down here all night, yeah.
There's a group coming in at 5:30. And you can, which makes me have this perfect opportunity to say to people, you can rent the coffee house. Hours that were open and hours that were closed. So, you know, feel free to... give us a call at 618-664-9575 when
yeah.
we're open,
yeah.
or just leave a message if you're interested in renting the facility, and we've got all kinds of options for you we'll be happy to tell you about.
We do have options.
So before we give a mention of some other things happening here at Creekside Community Brew during the rest of the month, we want to go ahead and officially announce the winner of our Creekside with Don and Jan podcast. Another drum
roll. Maybe that was a drum roll early.
And this winner will win an evening with her friends in our friends' room here at Creekside Community Brew.
We do not provide the friends. She's got to provide her own.
She brings her own friends. But, you know, it just so happens we are friends with her. So that maybe she'll let us saunter in and enjoy the evening with her. And her name is Judy O'Dell.
Yay, Judy!
Congrats, Judy!
Yeah, and we've known Judy for years.
We have. And what she had to do, just like everyone that got their name entered, we shared the podcast on Facebook. If you commented and liked that post and then shared it on your wall, you got your name entered. So we put all the names in, like we said, a brown paper bag, and
shook
you
them
shook
up.
Them up, and I drew Judy's name, and we had Judy. So I've sent her a message, and I told her that we would be officially announcing her name here. So Judy, it is official. Congrats.
Yay, indeed. And we also have some other things coming up. We've got open mic is coming back. But let's do this by the numbers, by the list.
Okay.
You've got the list in your hand.
Okay, this Thursday night, the financial benefits of solar, a free presentation by TikTok Energy. Registration starts at 5:30, and they have the presentation from 6 to 6:45, followed by a Q&A. And if you want to come to that, you need to RSVP at TikTokEnergy.com. Mm-hmm. And if you can't find where to find them,
you can call them, 217-994-9020.
Yes, better yet, call them because they're getting a list together. And they know how many people they already have that are attending. People that are attending this will also be enjoying some Creekside coffee and some hors d'oeuvres that we're going to be whipping up.
Okie dokie.
And then,
we've also got open mic coming back to
right
here at Creekside Community Brew. The open mic night returns Saturday, February 22nd
mm-hmm.
at 7 to 9 p.m.
And we want to let people know it is definitely for musicians and singer-songwriters, but if you're a poet, if you're a storyteller, we want to blend all the arts like that.
You even said, a Longfellow when your feet show it.
Come and join us. And we want to invite the public to come out. It's free and open to the public. We're open Saturday nights anyway. You can enjoy a craft beer, a glass of wine, some good music, some good talent.
Beer too.
You can.
You don't even have to have a craft
you
beer.
Don't. I'll be drinking that. But we want the community to support the local talent.
Indeed. Thursday, February 27th, the Owl Creek Gazette Book Club. Foxfire 2 is
yes.
the book.
Yes, and yeah. we've had a really good time reading and having a conversation about that. And our conversations, you know, just get all kinds of directions. We talked about a little bit of everything and led by the book, but then off we went in all kinds of directions. So please come
happens.
And join us. And whether you've read the book or not, we want you to be a part of it. And I think that about wraps things up for this week.
Are you sure?
I'm never positive anymore. I want to say one thing.
Ah, that's a lot of water.
I want to say one thing before we go and say I'm never sure anymore. We're running on low to empty most of the times, and we
just
seem
like
to,
our gas tank.
Right. And we seem to do pretty good at that level, but once in a while I just say crazy things. And we had such a good time in here Valentine's evening, and people were coming in and getting heart-shaped pizzas and enjoying themselves, and conversation was flowing as people would leave the coffee house. We'd all holler out Happy Valentine's Day, and you know, everything was nice. And then I looked up, and out of the clear blue, as someone was leaving, I said, Happy Thanksgiving. And I have no idea how that got from my brain to my mouth. And then when I retold the story, because I thought it was so funny, I would say Happy Thanksgiving when I should have said Happy Valentine's Day in the story. So I was being sillier yet, and people just kind of, you know, okay, Jan, go to sleep. So
I heard you tell your brother Happy Thanksgiving
on
the phone.
I did, because you just realized you can't even tell the story right, Jan. So anyway, then as we closed out the conversation with Jeff, I just said, just for the heck of it, Happy Valentine's Day. Thanksgiving, okay. Jeff. Oh, my
still
goodness.
Still getting the bass backwards.
That's right. All so right. On that note, folks, thanks for tuning in. Congratulations to Judy for the big win, and we hope she has as much fun as the MOPS did, the Mothers of Preschoolers. They won something, and they won a contest that we hosted. They got to enjoy an evening. They sent us the nicest thank you card, and we really appreciate that. So anyway,
keep those cards and letters coming.
There you go. Thanks, folks.
Bye-bye now.
Good night.
And happy Thanksgiving.
By all means.